I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The Daily 5-Question Trivia Game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Now, listen, we need to address the controversy that was yesterday.
What happened?
We did give Katie, who was our contestant, the win yesterday. Intern Kevin was the official judge on Are You Smarter Than Katie today. And he has come back into the studio and said that the judge might have made an error on the field. Is this correct, Intern Kevin?
Yes. Everyone can stop blowing up my phone and DMs. I figured out why you guys believe she should get it. So everyone, Katie won.
You won.
The other Katie won.
We are retroactively changing the ruling, and you win.
All right, so we got everything solved.
What happened?
She gave an answer in regards to decimal points.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like a percentage with a decimal. Kevin made the ruling that we shouldn't allow it. Ended up with the phrasing of the question. We should have allowed it. We got it all solved.
Did you guys learn your lesson to never ask Kevin to be a judge again?
Not just 100%, 110%.
Yeah.
And playing this morning, Andre from Sacramento. Good morning, Andre.
Hey, good morning.
You work at Sac International Airport, is that correct?
This is right.
That's awesome. What do you do there?
I'm a senior office assistant in the lost and found department.
Oh, what a fun job.
Yes, it is.
Do you have to deal with angry people?
Sometimes, yes, because they can't find their stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'd be angry, too.
Yeah.
Andre, since we got a winner yesterday, we reset the jackpot to $20. You just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Here we go. Question one. On this date in 2016, actor Alan Thicke died. He starred as Jason Seaver on what hit 80s TV show?
Oh, good gosh.
3 seconds. Three, two, one.
Can't get it.
All right. Okay.
Question two. In the international radio alphabet, A is for Alpha, B is for Bravo, C is for Charlie. The letter W is represented by what word?
Oh, you work at an airport, too. 3 seconds.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Question three. Ozark received 3 nominations for the SAG Awards. Jason Bateman plays Marty Bird, who relocated his family to Osage Beach after a money laundering scheme goes wrong. What state is Osage Beach in?
New Hampshire.
Question four. Miley Cyrus said her fiance got, quote, a lot of action after their house burned down in California because of how he saved all of her animals. She has seven dogs, 3 cats, 2 full-size horses, 2 mini horses, and 12 pigs. Who is her famous fiance?
Wait, I was trying to do a math question.
Yeah. Three seconds.
I'm doing so horrible.
3, 2, 1.
Kid Rock. Oh.
What a couple. What a couple that would be.
Question five. A new study says that on family road trips that happen over the holidays, a cargument, that's an argument in a car.
I love that.
Will likely happen 27 minutes into the trip. Which radio station to listen to is the most common trigger for carguments, followed by debates over climate control? If Gavin is traveling 60 miles per hour, how far will he travel in 9 hours?
60 miles an hour. 9 hours, 9 times 6.
3 seconds.
Is
3.
540.
Katie! When I read those questions earlier, I thought instead of climate control, it was climate change. My eyes
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what a strange second thing to argue about.
How random. Katie, this is Andre.
Hi, Andre.
Hi, Katie. I love you.
I love you.
He works at the airport.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
In Lost and Found.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Somebody lost a human heart on a flight in Seattle.
I saw that.
And nobody knows where it came from, and nobody is reporting a missing human heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Andre, well, Andre, has anybody come to you looking for a human heart?
No, sir.
Okay. Mm. All right. All right, Katie, you're going for your 154th win today. You ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
All right. As always, every morning you can get a behind-the-scenes look of Are You Smarter Than Katie? Follow us on Instagram at End1065. Question one. On this date in 2016, actor Alan Thicke died. He starred as Jason Seaver on what hit 80s TV show?
Growing Pains.
Correct.
Growing Pains.
Question two. In the international...
At the airport, they call it Growing Planes.
Oh.
In the international radio alphabet, A is for Alpha, B is for Bravo, C is for Charlie, etc. The letter W is represented by what word?
3 seconds.
Wango?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. God, I hope my husband's not listening.
And I work at the airport.
He works at the airport.
Yeah, you should have known that.
Question three, Ozark received 3 nominations for the SAG Awards. Jason Bateman plays Marty Bird, who relocated his family to Osage Beach after a money laundering scheme goes wrong. What state is Osage Beach located in?
Oh my God.
3 seconds. Three.
New York.
Two. Missouri.
Missouri.
Do you watch that show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
You both watch that show and you didn't know that?
I mean, they don't really talk about the state very much. They just talk about the river and all that.
They talk about the river? Is that a big part of the...
Yeah.
Oh.
They're
the
all...
floodlands and how that land got flooded.
Floodland, okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
Question four, you got to listen carefully. Okay. Miley Cyrus said her fiance got, quote, a lot of action after their house burned down in California because of how he saved all of her animals. She has 7 dogs, 3 cats, 2 full-size horses, 2 mini horses, and 12 pigs. Who is her famous fiance?
God, now you threw me off so much.
3 seconds.
Hemsworth. Three. Stop. Something Hemsworth.
Two.
Johnny Hemsworth. Damn
it. Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, God.
Cannot accept Hemsworth.
Right. Or Johnny Hemsworth. It's the brother they don't talk about. All right, question five. A new study says that on family road trips that happen over the holidays, a cargument, which is a argument in the car, will likely happen 27 minutes into the trip. Which radio station to listen to is most common trigger for carguments, followed by debates over climate control? If Gavin is traveling 60 miles per hour, how far will he travel in 9 hours?
He's driving 60 miles an hour.
3 seconds. Three.
He's driving 60 miles an hour and then 9 hours?
Correct.
Oh, my God. Two.
Well, how many? I'd have to know how many miles he was going each hour.
What's your guess?
Need a number.
7,200.
540 miles.
So what were you, what was the... What did you need?
Okay, so for 9 hours. Okay.
The question was,
How am I supposed to calculate that without knowing how many miles you're going each hour? I know your speed.
All right. Well, Gavin's traveling 60 miles per hour.
Right?
So how far will he travel in 9 hours?
How many miles is he going each hour?
60
miles.
Stills. Per hour.
Oh.
Did you not know that miles per hour is distance and speed?
Ew. I probably did at one time.
You just thought it was a fun turn of phrase.
I just never thought of it that way.
60 miles per hour.
Oh.
So then,
be nice to Katie.
Thank you.
Hey, listen,
don't tell us what to do, Johnny Hemsworth.
All right, today's final score for Are You Smarter Than Katie? Andre won, Katie won. It's a tie.
That is staggering.
Wow.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot. God. We'll play for $40 on Monday. Her record stands 154 wins and 30 losses. Andre, I am sorry, Johnny Hemsworth. But go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.